Hi guys, welcome to Money Control's brand new series, The Essential Guide to Studying Abroad. We're going to bring you an exciting array of videos, podcasts, and stories via the series where we give you a definitive guide to all the young aspiring students out there, as well as their parents, on how to best prepare for foreign education. And in this podcast today, joining me is Vaishnav Chand, all the way from France, where he did his MBA from M. Lyon Business School. Vaishnav, thank you so much and welcome on board.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I want to ask you, France is a very niche country. Language is, of course, a big component, because it's not just English, but also French that is largely spoken, which is the language, actually, the primary language used in the country. So when you were shortlisting your schools before your master's, what was it that attracted you about France and this particular university?
Yes, when I was shortlisting my school, there was nothing in my mind about the language barrier. It just happened. And after I got shortlisted and I took admission, the language barrier factor came to my mind. While I was shortlisting, the important things that I was looking at is the school reputation. And what are the current positions held by the school's alma, previous students? So these were all the factors. And also, one thing was clear to me that I would like to work in an environment other than English environment, because I have experience working in English environment. But if I happen to work in some other cultural environment, it would be two cakes. It would be an added advantage. So that's why I thought of going to non-English speaking cultures.
Okay. Did you have to learn French before going, or while you were there, did you try to learn the language?
No, my program was totally English taught. As far as the program is concerned, language was not a barrier. But yes, when I arrived
for
here,
employability and for sort of interacting with the locals.
Yes, interacting with locals, it's you certainly need French, and I started learning French, and I think I have done a bit a good job in learning the French within 1 year. And as far as employability, yes, French is needed, and. But there are certain companies, like international ones, that also entertain non-French employee applications.
So, when you were shortlisting colleges, courses, and even countries, what is the basic checklist you prepared for preparing, to get started, rather, for your journey to study abroad?
Yes, for me, I started preparing for my MBA pretty late. I'm currently 36 year old, and I started preparing when I was 34. So, and also I had some family responsibilities. So, I was not a very good achiever in GMAT and all. So, I had a medium GMAT score. So, I was looking not at very high level schools. So, I was looking only at the medium good to reach schools. So M. Lyon was a right fit for me, because it was a good college in the European Union, and it was situated in a good city like Lyon. It is a very lively city. So yes, this was all the criteria that I saw.
Did you also do any research about your post graduation prospects in terms of living there or working there, etc.? Did you do your any homework for that?
Yes, like for Indian citizens, France, they provide after studies, France provide 2 year visa for job search. So this is what was attractive to me. And also, there is a growing collaboration between French and Indian companies. So the political ties are in a more favorable condition. So if somebody wants to start a venture where they can provide services to French companies or vice versa, so this was also a great opportunity. So actually, I was more interested into starting a venture where I could link French and Indian companies, something like that. So that is attractive. And as
Great,
far
sir.
as employability, like there is also one type of visa where you can register as an auto entrepreneur, like as a freelancer, and you can provide your services to companies in France. So yes, this is it.
Okay. And typically, how much does an MBA cost in France? And was that also one of the factors that you sort of did weigh in while choosing M. Lyon? And how did you score the funding?
Yes, cost is a big factor. I believe compared to a US course, this cost is very low in France. Like my tuition fees was around 35,000 euros in 2021. So this is one of the factor, and the cost of living is also a bit moderate compared to like London or in the US. So cost of living was also a factor. And
I wanted to also understand, was this course that you did, MBA, was it self-funded? Did you get external loan or any kind of scholarship, etc.?
No, I could not secure any scholarship. It was all self-funded, like partly self-funded, and like expenses part was self-financed, while the tuition fees, I got a loan from a finance company. So yes, this is how it goes.
So tell me something, the day you probably decided that you want to look at studying or doing your MBA in in a foreign destination, from that day to the day you realized your final goal of getting your admission done and everything sorted, how long did the whole process take you?
Yes, it was difficult, not difficult, but yes, it was a journey of a lifetime. Like you have to prepare for your entrance exams, like GMAT or TOEFL, whatever. And then you have to look into colleges, shortlist, apply, and apply for the interviews and all. So yes, it took me around 8 months when I started, took the decision, and when I actually ended up with an admission. Eight
okay.
months, yes, I would say, yes.
And is it easy to get funding? And what kind of documents and criteria are there to, you know, get your master's education funded by a bank or a NBFC?
Easy, yes. Like if you have a land asset, for example, if you have a land asset, the land asset should be a residential plot and not an agriculture plot. I did not knew this fact, and while applying for the loan, when I was presenting my documents to the banks and the finance companies, they said that we need some land assets which have residence, like registered as a residence plot and not as agricultural land. So yes, if you are planning to get a loan against your land, make sure that it's not an agricultural land, but it should be a residential plot. And like I also could not get a loan because none of my family had income, like a steady income as in a job. So this is how. So if you want to apply for a loan, make sure that you have either a land that is registered as a residential plot, or one or some of your family is having a steady income. So this is what they look for when they give you a loan.
Okay. So what are the big notes that you've, you know, made for yourself after this whole experience? You know, any advice that you would like to share for many of our listeners who are also aspiring students and they want to look at foreign destinations to study, whether it's their, you know, undergrad or post-graduation? What would be your biggest learnings?
Yes, my biggest learning is two words. If I have to say my biggest learning in two words, and those two words would be, it depends. It depends on a lot of things, like what you want, what your neighbor has achieved. If you just look at that and you try to achieve those things, it may not work. So the conditions, the circumstances would be different for you. So a lot depends on what are the scenarios that are driving your endeavor. So when you see that somebody got some success and you try to emulate those successes, may not work for you. And if you think that coming to an MBA program abroad will enhance your career prospects, so it depends, like you what you exactly want. Like either you want a change of job, or you want change of location, or you want change of salary, but you cannot get all of them together, like in a bundle. You have to let go one option over the other. So it depends. This is what I would say.
So, what should be the method to filter, or put or sort of shortlist what you finally need? Is there any steps or any methodology that you followed when you were an aspiring student back in the day?
It all depends on what you exactly want to achieve. Like I said, like for example, if you want to change your geographical location, if you also want to change your salary, and if you want to change your field of job, all of this cannot happen at the same time. Either some of the options you have to prioritize. Like if you are not happy with your present industry and you want to, let's say, come from oil and gas to IT. So and also you have to consider, like, how old are you? Like if I am talking about myself, I come from oil and gas, I am 36 year old, and if I want to go into IT, I think it would be a very big task, a Herculean task to change the industry altogether. So this is what my point is. You have to prioritize what you want exactly. Did I
Well,
make sense?
that is, yes, that's a very sensible point because I'm sure people have a lot of goals and a lot of things on their list, and very important it is definitely to prioritize
Yes.
what is it that you want most and then
Yes.
work towards it.
Yes.
Very valid point, Vaishnav. And
Yes.
on that note, I'd like to conclude this conversation. Thank you so much for taking time out and chatting with us. I'm sure the listeners are taking back a lot from this conversation. So, yeah, I mean, all the best to the students who are aspiring students who are listening to this and their parents. I hope this helps you navigate the entire journey in a far more seamless and smooth way. Thank you guys for listening in.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you for having me here.